As passed by the General Assembly, the bill would mandate coverage for the diagnosis of autism spectrum disorder and provide treatment for children between the ages of 2 and 6, with a maximum benefit of $35,000 annually. Businesses with 50 or fewer employees would be exempt. The Virginia Chamber of Commerce and other business groups asked McDonald to veto the bill, saying it was too costly. Supporters of the bill say it would cost less than $1 a month per autistic child. The governor's proposed amendments would make the bill more restrictive by subjecting treatment providers to approval by the Board of Medicine and further limit the requirement for certain small employers. Governor McDonald said he wanted to balance the burden placed on businesses and insurance companies with the needs of families affected by autism.
My concern was, in this era with this unprecedented federal expansion in federal health care that's going to create $2 billion of unfunded liabilities for the people of Virginia, it is not a good time to be able to increase the cost of health care in the Commonwealth.
Autism advocates have opposed the governor's amendments. The bill passed both the House and the Senate earlier this year with more than the two-thirds majorities necessary to override a veto by the governor. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.